right-hand diversion along Coronation Road across Bedminster Bridge. This recording is to help anyone who is blind or partially sighted follow the diversion while Jail Ferry Bridge is closed for repairs. This route is for people heading to the centre who are turning right down Coronation Road and using Bedminster Bridge to cross the river. It can be used in reverse when heading back from the centre. You will need to pause the recording at points to give you time to walk, as it is not recorded in real time. Let's start the journey. You are standing at the pedestrian crossing at the top of Dean Lane, which is light and noise controlled. Cross the crossing and immediately turn right when you get to the other side. Do not go on to Jail Ferry Bridge. You now walk along Coronation Road, which is on your right. The pavement is sloped up to your right to Coronation Road, and on your left is a railing to the river. It's quite a slope on the pavement. You then hit a bit of tactile paving and the brick wall starts on your left. You are still walking along Coronation Road, with Coronation Road on your right. Continue straight and the wall on your left will end and go back to railings. At this point, St Paul's Church is on your right. The pavement slopes a little bit and is quite wide. You pass a tree, and as you pass it, you'll feel there's a slope. Further along, there is another tree with roots on the right. At this point, if you're using a sat-nav, you can hear Alpha Street on your right-hand side. Carry on down. There is foliage on your left, Coronation Road traffic on your right. The pavement slopes and slopes a bit. If you're using a satellite, it will tell you you're heading east along Coronation Road. There's another tree on your right-hand side. Keep walking with Coronation Road on your right-hand side. You'll get a bit of an echo on your left from the wall. Head in this direction towards Bedminster Roundabout and Bedminster Bridge. And you are turning left when you get to Bedminster Roundabout and Bedminster Bridge. You pass Beechtree Surgery on your right-hand side and your satellite will tell you at this point St John's Road is on your right-hand side, which is basically where Bedminster Bridge roundabout is. You feel the tactile paving of the Bedminster Bridge crossing on your right. It's the crossing by Asda. You can hear the traffic to your right. And if you trail on the left-hand side, there is foliage and you follow the road round to your left. There are railings with foliage on your left. It's probably worth just staying a little bit outside, listening to the traffic turning left, because that's the way you're going. Then you turn left and start walking towards Bedminster Bridge. The river is on your left, and there are railings between you and the river. Continue along Coronation Road with the river on your left and the traffic on your right. Watch your cane. It can slip down the walkway to your left-hand side with the railings. Keep a strong hold on your cane, otherwise you could lose it in the river where the foliage is and a very noisy Coronation Road on your right. The pavement here is quite wide, but it is probably safer to stay on your left, though obviously, if using assistance dog, they will keep you more down the middle. There is a line of trees on the right between you and the road, with probably the usual gap in between them of about 10 and 15 feet. There are no roots sticking out into the pavement. The pavement is relatively level and in relatively good condition. There are a few traffic signs to pass. You are still walking along left of Coronation Road, still with all the traffic on your right. At the fourth traffic sign, move across to the right and there is a bus shelter on your right-hand side, which you can hear the echo of. At the fourth traffic sign, move across to the right and there is a bus shelter on your right-hand side, which you can hear the echo of. It is a solid shelter and you become conscious of the traffic on your left for the first time. You are now approaching the junction with Bedminster Bridge, about 20 to 25 strides after the bus stop. At that junction, you turn left. You do not need to cross the road. If you trail around to the left, the railings will change to a wall on your left-hand side for a short section. Follow this round to the left. You can now hear the traffic in front of you going in the left direction, which is where you want to go. As you follow it round, you go slightly uphill and there is a lamppost and a little box between you and the wall. You are still coming up the pavement and then you are going left and now you are on the bridge. There is a horizontal line under your foot, if you can feel it, which means you are on the bridge. To your left, there's a brick stone base at the bottom and there are purple coloured railings on top on your left hand side. You are on Bedminster Bridge and you can hear more traffic to your left, which is the road. Continue to follow the bridge straight until you feel tactile paving under your feet, which again is a horizontal line, which means you are at the edge of the bridge. You need to turn left. Stay close to the wall to turn the corner. You have tactile paving under your feet. The wall turns into railings again and you are now on Commercial Road, which leads to Cumberland Road. So you have done a U-shaped turn onto Commercial Road. You have walked all the way down Coronation Road, come over Bedminster Bridge, and now you're going back towards where you would have wanted to have been. Now you're walking down Commercial Road and there is traffic on your right. You can also hear traffic on the other side to your left. The trees are about to start on your right. There are trees starting now on the right-hand side between you and the road. On your left-hand side, there is a railing. There is a gap at the bottom of about a foot and a half. As you follow this road down towards Cumberland Road, you pass the practice at the old General Hospital site and Lower Guinea Street on the right. At this point, the pavement becomes very wide, but there are cars parked parallel on the pavement on your left, so you need to walk out around the cars. Go right around the cars, but keep the cars to your left so you don't wander out into the road. There are about 6 cars parked there on a regular basis, but they may not be there all the time. After this point, the pavement becomes a shared use, so you may well encounter cyclists and e-scooter users, and the texture changes. There is a definite pavement edge on the right. On the left, there are railings. At the end of the shared surface, when your feet feel a different texture, the surface changes to tarmac and there is a dropped curb on your right. This indicates the entrance to a car park on your left. Vehicles could be waiting to cross the pavement. At the end of the shared surface, when your feet feel a different texture, the surface changes to tarmac and there is a drop curb on your right. This indicates the entrance to a car park on your left. Vehicles could be wanting to cross the pavement to enter the car park. Once you have passed this point, the pavement texture changes back to the shared use surface and the railings return on the left. At this point, you continue to walk and the pavement starts to turn slightly to the right. You are now crossing another bridge, which brings you up to the mini roundabout by Prince Street. When you get onto Commercial Road Bridge, there's a little vertical horizontal line about an inch rolling across the pavement, and you get the railings on your left, and then you are on Commercial Road Bridge. If you are using SatNav, you get to the Louisiana. You are now turning left onto Cumberland Road. There is now a building cage on your left. There is now a building cage on your left. There is a lamppost. If you trail the wall on your left, turn the corner immediately after the lamppost. At this point, you need to turn left along Cumberland Road. Follow the railings around to the left. You can hear the traffic on your right. Keep walking and you feel the textured surface change back to tarmac. There's foliage and railings on your left, and you are now walking down Cumberland Road. There is a lamppost on the right-hand side and foliage on the left, and you are passing the Wapping Wharf Umberslade development on your right. If you continue to walk straight with foliage on your left, you pass the Jail Ferry Gate on your right, so you're getting very close to where you would have been if you crossed Jail Ferry Bridge. The pavement is quite wide along this route and flat. If you continue to walk straight, you pass Wapping Wharf Apartments. The pavement is wide with a distinctive curb to your right hand side. You are now approaching Jail Ferry Bridge. As you approach the bridge, you feel the pavement change to tactile paving, so you are now at the crossing, which takes you across Cumberland Road. If you turn immediately when you put your feet on the crossing, you look for the post, which is on your right-hand side. It is box and noise controlled. Once making the noise, you can cross the road and continue your journey.